Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that have touched our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about brunch at Early Girl Eatery in Asheville, North Carolina, and Morningstar Farms pancake and sausage on a stick, and trying three flavors of Vienna vegan sausage jerky that we got in Asheville.
That's right.
Yeah.
You forgot that you were supposed to do that part.
I did.
Awful.
But then I remember.
Awful. One job.
I know. Oh, it's new.
This is literally the only thing you have to do.
You're right, all day.
All day.
I know, other than bonbons, which we never talk about my bonbons on the pod.
We don't talk about your bonbons on the pod.
No.
You want to see the bonbons, you got to go to OnlyFans.
Dave.
What?
How you doing?
Man, it's Mondays, and I'm a fucking Garfield today.
Yeah.
I'm just a straight up Garfield. I'm misspelling stuff at work.
Why do you always stop when I write stuff down?
It makes me nervous.
You have to.
It's like if you're being interviewed by the police chief, mm-hmm. and you say something and then they go, oh, and they start writing something down. You're not going to be curious about what that is?
It's just stuff for show notes. It's nothing. Stuff,
you wrote it in the title section.
Yeah, that's
title. And then I'm like, did I say a title thing?
You did.
I don't think I did. I don't think that's title worthy. See, that's where I think we should talk about this afterward.
Yeah.
You know what I also think?
Hey, Garfield.
What?
Are you going out for lasagna later?
No, I'm not. Do people go out for lasagna?
Sure.
Do they, though?
Sure.
Don't just brush it off. You introduce this.
Yeah, you can go to an Italian place and get some lasagna.
But do people do that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That's
Do
true.
People go to an Italian restaurant and order the lasagna?
Surely.
I'll have the lasagna.
Yeah, because lasagna is a pain. Yeah. All that layering, and you got to pre-boil, and I said the layers, but I'll say it again, and then you got to bake it. It takes a long time.
It does take a long time, which is why I don't know why the restaurant would have that ready. Just ready?
Yeah, you make a big pan. It's easy to keep it warm.
But if nobody's going out to get lasagna, then nobody's ordering the lasagna. So the restaurant is losing money on the lasagna by making the lasagna. Like, I know that like Olive Garden has it on their menu.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they probably do the sheets. It's probably frozen at Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
They just pop it in the microwave and turn it on. But do they do it at Localino? Do they do it at Localino?
Localino is an Italian restaurant that we used to go to a lot.
It's been closed for about 10 years.
Oh.
I think.
No, they're on Open Table.
Okay.
Il Localino, Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Can't imagine they have good vegan options.
Probably not.
You've been there as a vegan? Guys,
yeah, they
super
don't.
Sweet.
The guy was very sweet and would always accommodate me. When we were going there, there was no place had vegan options, so yeah. They were very accommodating.
Yeah.
Back in the day, this is not their menu. I don't know.
I think they're closed.
They don't open till 5. Anyway, how are you,
it's
Dave?
5:45 right now.
Dave, how you doing?
I don't. You already did that.
Mm.
So here, I think this is as good a time as any to talk about how busy we are.
Oh my God, so busy.
And how difficult it has been to record the podcast.
Yeah.
And how we've talked several times about not doing the podcast anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't want to not do the podcast anymore.
I don't want to.
I like
not...
to do the podcast.
I like doing it with you.
Well, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, Toeheads. Dave's talking to you.
They know.
I didn't. So God, I'm just looping them
you
in.
You just assume that everything's directed at you. Everything I say while I'm looking at you is just for you.
Eye contact. But you're making.
I know. I'm choosing these moments to make eye contact because you're going to start making weird reactions and I'm going to stop wanting to look at you.
Okay.
Because you do it. You just did it.
What did I do? God.
Anyway, we are very, very busy these days, and it has been very difficult to find time not just to record the podcast, but also to edit and to release it. But we're not going to stop doing our position is we're not going to stop doing the podcast because we both like doing the podcast.
Yeah.
But we might not be able to put out weekly episodes.
Yeah, once in a while.
We might not.
We may have to miss a week. We almost missed this week.
Yeah, we weren't going to miss this week.
No,
we were going to make it happen.
Aww. Aww.
Anyway, God, I hate doing this podcast. I hate the time that we spend together picking each other's breathing wrong apart and misspelled words.
It doesn't have to be.
God, I hate doing this. God, what I would give to just be free of this podcast. So have a little grace is my point.
Yeah. Dave's got a case of the Mondays point. And he's asking you to have a little
grace. I need you to stop like summarizing me into third person statements. And you do it a lot.
Do I?
Yeah. Dave's a little grumpy today. Dave's feeling a little bit like Garfield today. I'm right here. You don't need to summarize what I'm doing for somebody who's listening to
I'm
me.
I'm trying to lift us up and You're get trying, us back on track.
By making me upset? Are we on track when I'm upset?
Yes.
God, I hate this podcast. I hate doing this. So just have a little grace. I did this for you.
Things are because unraveling
you
right now.
You texted me. Mm-hmm. You texted me while I was having a very uncomfortable meeting at work.
Mm-hmm.
Unpleasant meeting at work.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe we should can't stop doing the podcast. Weird emoji face, like the slant, like mouth emoji face.
Oh, no,
and I had to, while I was talking and encouraging somebody in real life, text and encourage you and be like, no, it's fun. We're having fun. She's like, you don't like to do it.
You say that all the time.
I know. Why would I do it if I didn't want to do it? Stay on that question and answer that question.
You said
everything that you know about me. Everything that you know about me. Why would I continue to do this if I didn't want to do it?
You make a good point. You make a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I was editing the podcast and Dave was saying for the 37th time during that edit that he didn't like doing the podcast. So I texted Dave and said, should we not do the podcast anymore? But we're going to keep doing it because we have figured out that he was making jokes and I was just tired.
No, it's...
Yes.
It's not... You were not saying that. You were... My disdain for the podcast was like secondary ammo for you in you saying we should stop doing the podcast. It was because it's too busy.
Yeah.
It's too busy. You're the it.
It is
too
busy.
It's too busy.
It's too busy.
It's too busy over there. And you didn't have time to edit it. And editing's a big job.
Yeah. It does take a full like half a day.
Yeah.
To edit.
I'm not good at... You have to edit me a lot. You choose to edit me a lot.
I edit us both a lot.
You edit me a lot. You have taken... Look, and I don't plan this stuff out, but sometimes I can have an idea in my head and set something up and then talk about it a few minutes later and like connect those two dots and it's satisfying.
Yeah.
I think it's satisfying for a listener to have those dots connected. Sometimes you'll take out dot one.
Oh, no.
And then dot two just... is there
oh
by itself. Anyway, you overedit the podcast. My advice would be edit less. I've told you this since like episode 3. Edit less.
I edit a lot less.
Just let it. You don't though. You have incorporated the fact that you edit a lot. You've used that as a justification to like I'm just going to be editing anyway. I can take all that out. You know what I mean? You've allowed yourself to loosen up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying that it was workload first, and me and my attitude towards the podcast was like, and another thing, he doesn't even like doing it.
Yeah.
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 So once I washed that away, now it's just the workload part, which is still not insignificant.
Right.
But that's not, I can't speak for you, but that's not a reason not to do it.
I agree.
Okay. So we're back on.
Podcast.
Uncanceled.
Whew.
But.
Close call.
Might not be a weekly episode all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
If you want it to be different, give us a lot of money.
Yeah. Just send us a check.
Give us the money to do this as like the only thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And oh. I'll do it twice as much.
Yeah. Then we'll put out two
I'll
a week.
I'll do it twice as much.
For the Patreon.
I'll do it twice as much.
Do it twice as much.
I'll do it twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
Send you pictures of my feet. We'll do it all. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm a little, I'm feeling mixed emotions today because we were supposed to go to dinner at Elsewhere Brewing, but the event we were going to got canceled at the last minute.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer. I was looking forward to it, but now I'm going skating. And I'm pretty pumped about that. I sent a flurry of texts just right before Did we you? Sat down to be like, hey guys, I'm skating.
Hey, Mom's skating tonight.
Well, I had to tell a lot of friends that I wasn't skating tonight. Right. And I was like, guess what? I'm skating.
All right.
Last minute. So I'm going to skate. Good. Yesterday I skated at, it was, the weather was bad.
Uh-huh.
And so me and the kid went with some of our buddies down to Stone Mountain, which has a great rink.
I think it's over to Stone Mountain. Is it over or is it down?
It is over. We went over there.
Yeah.
And there was no one there. When we walked up to the counter to ask for our tickets, they turned on the music. It was incredible. We had the whole rink to ourselves for like maybe 45 minutes. And then people started to trickle in, but it wasn't that crowded even when we left. Anyway, it was incredible. We didn't even skate in a circle. We were just zigzagging all over the place because it was just the five of us. What a magical time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You told me a fun thing. Fun anecdote. The listeners might... All right. So you showed up and you said that you bought your five tickets and they turned the music on at that point.
Yeah. That was the first thing I said.
I wasn't listening. Somebody sent me an Instagram reel. I was commenting on that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was very cool.
It was magical.
It's very cool.
It was.
It's weird that you left that out.
It felt like a private party just for the five of us. Whole rink to ourselves.
I should have gone.
You should have gone.
I should have gone.
We'll do it again.
I didn't...
We want to go back there every single time that we are able because it was just so magical.
Yeah.
I might bleep out the name of the rink so that I don't blow up the spot.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, so we just got back from a just lightning fast trip to Asheville, North Carolina, which is like vegan Mecca, right?
Yes.
Just
well,
positioned as so vegan say. Mecca. We've been for like, we've been going to Asheville for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Vegan Mecca. But I got to say.
I think Atlanta, either Atlanta has caught up.
I just got to say.
Yeah.
Asheville, you're on blast. Yeah, you're on blast, Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
That's you looked a lot more excited when you thought there was more to it than what there was.
I thought you made
and
a
then
theme
your
song.
Your face just like fell.
I thought you made a whole song. I
no,
was pretty pumped.
No, I googled air horn.
Yeah, we really had trouble finding, like, we found vegan options, but like they were a lot of them were like 90s level, like the salad without the cheese.
All right, hold on. Can
yes.
we go down the path that I was paving?
Sure. Sorry, we're going to back up. That's us backing up.
Yeah. No, no. It's no secret why we want to keep doing this.
Mm-mm.
So we're driving into town. Family wants to eat at Tupelo Honey.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. And I'm of the mindset that like, this is not going to be great, but maybe it can be good. mm-hmm. right? It's not going to be salad and fries.
Right.
It's Tupelo honey. It's like a staple of Asheville. They've got this aesthetic that makes you think that maybe they're thinking along those lines, right?
They have two locations in Asheville, and then they have locations like yeah. other places in the country. It's a franchise.
Yeah.
But it started in Asheville, and it was like an Asheville.
Yeah. And like fade. You were saying earlier, I don't know if that's a vibe that they are pushing or a vibe that I am ascribing to them because of my experience from 15 years ago when Tupelo Honey was one of a handful of restaurants that even had vegetarian options. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we go there and it was almost fries and salad level.
It was bleak.
It was bleak. We had a harvest bowl that, do you remember even what was in it? I don't even want to look it up. I want to do the dignity of looking it up, but let me try and remember. I know I asked you a question, and now I'm going to answer it. Oh, you tell me if I answered it correctly or sure. not, okay?
I didn't even write this down. I was so
yeah.
disappointed.
Yeah, no. This is the setup to what we are actually going to talk about.
Okay.
But there was quinoa. There was pickled carrot. No, just carrot.
Roasted
carrot. Roasted broccolini. Mm-hmm. Shaved Brussels sprouts.
Not shaved.
Okay, well, I'm describing the menu.
The menu description said shaved. It was chunks of raw Brussels sprout. Just yeah. so chewy. No,
mine were like, it had been vivisected and you could see, like mm-hmm. if you were doing the anatomy of it. So it was shaved. Like,
but they were not thin, skinny pieces. No. They were big, chewy.
Right, I guess we're talking about this now. Okay. Yeah,
not they shaved. They were not shaved.
If you had a Brussels sprout, and you went like this.
They were sliced.
Yes.
Shaved is thinner.
They're thin sliced, but they weren't shavings, like a pencil shaving.
Yeah, they weren't thin enough. Yeah. Shaved Brussels sprouts is like very thin, yeah. like you do it on a mandolin. This was sliced with a knife.
Right.
They were like a quarter inch thick.
Yeah. Also, they were Brussels sprouts, which fucking sucked.
And uncooked. Can't stress that enough.
All right, we haven't even finished the items that were in the...
I know.
What else was in there?
Oh, God. Like, nothing else really of note. It was really quinoa, the carrots, the broccolini. It came with cheese. You had to get no cheese. It came yeah. with a romesco sauce. You couldn't get the romesco sauce, had dairy in it.
Yeah. And thank them
also,
for going to check.
Yes, they did check, and they were nice about it. All of their salad dressings contained dairy, so we got yeah. oil and vinegar.
Except
the sriracha honey. She was like, how do you feel about that? And I was like, oil and vinegar on the side, yeah. please.
She did preload that with, like... I don't know yeah. how you feel about that.
Yeah, she got that it might was probably a no. But
not her fault. Like, none of this was her fault.
No, it wasn't. She was in a bad situation.
But I couldn't have been more disappointed with the offerings. Actually, I could have been more disappointed with the offerings because I was more disappointed when the food came and I ate it. And it was bad. The yeah. broccoli was fine.
The broccolini and carrots were good.
The carrots were fine. Everything else was garbage. I left my plate half eaten and I felt awful about it. We went out later that night. And nowhere was open. We were in downtown Asheville. Nowhere is open. We get freaking fries from Wicked Weed. And you ordered a whole second helping of fries.
I didn't know it would be so many fries.
You wanted sweet potato fries.
I did.
And two big tubs of fries come to a table with two slight grown-ups and a child.
We ate so few fries.
At 11 o'clock at night. I was having salt dreams all night long.
Let's back it up real quick.
Okay.
Wicked Weed is a brewery.
Wicked Weed's a brewery. Can we yeah. zoom back forward?
Now we'll zoom back forward. Okay.
That is good.
I'm committed to that bit.
That is good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So early, excuse me. So Tupelo honey, it's
Tupelo
not, for,
honey.
Not for us vegans.
Tupelo honey.
Wicked Weed.
You're on blast. Come on.
It's good. Wicked Weed.
What? No, they're fine.
They're fine. They're a brewery. Whatever. They yeah. had fries. The sweet potato fries were good. They were so salty.
So salty.
Oh, my God.
All the fries were so
the
salty.
The most salty fries.
So salty. Made me want to keep drinking beer.
Even the kid was like, these are really saucy. Yeah. And that's
saying he was the first one to say it.
Yeah. yeah. Which that's not words that he usually says yeah. in that order.
Yeah.
So all of that said, the next morning, we wanted something good.
Well, hold on.
Oh, excuse me.
Next morning, we were staying downtown at a hotel that we used to stay at a long time ago. It was fun to go back to it.
It was.
And to bring our child and show him where we would stay. We were right near the Green Sage. And we got in line for breakfast there. And I remembered that we weren't wild about our breakfast there the last time.
Yeah, and we talked about our Green Sage experience on the pod.
Yeah. And I looked at the menu. And the menu was kind of reminding me of that. And I was like, why are we, why? Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Just thinking about Tupelo Honey, I was like, we need to win. And I don't know why we're why we're actively setting ourselves up here for not a win, for something that we're not going to love. I'm not saying their food is bad. I'm saying that it's not what I want out of a breakfast. Root hash. I don't want it. I want potatoes.
I like the root hash.
So we start looking it up and we find Early Girl.
Right. And I remembered that like 10 years ago, I had a great brunch at Early Girl when I went to Asheville with some girlfriends.
Yeah.
And so when Dave suggested, I was like, yes, let's go to Early Girl. Yeah. Great idea.
So it's like 9:30. We got to be at my nephew's graduation at 11 o'clock. We're walking distance to Early Girl. It's like 900 feet away. We're doing it. We do it. We get seated instantly.
Yeah.
We look at this menu. Vegan option. Bang, bang, bang. Get them. Mm-hmm. You know? Got some good vegan options.
That's right. We ordered the organic tofu breakfast. It was a tofu scramble. It came with grits or hash browns, and it came with toast. Their biscuits are not vegan, but if you ask for it to be made vegan, they'll give you toast. And then they have...
The menu calls it vegan toast.
Oh, the menu calls it vegan toast. And then they have a locally made mixed berry jam that you can put on the toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we place these orders. You get a little tea. I've got a coffee already. 45 minutes go by.
We waited so long.
We waited so long for our food. Our food came. We had to be at this place at 11. My family's texting me. Little nibbles coming in from every direction. Where are you? Where are you? We're at the graduation early for some reason. And then the food keeps not coming. Keeps not coming. Keeps not coming. Then it comes and it's wrong.
Yeah.
The non-vegan biscuits are on the plate. The grits have cheese in them. So we got to send it back. 10:35 at this point.
They did. She took the grits mm-hmm. and the biscuit away. She left us with our scramby so we yeah. could start eating.
Yep. So we do start eating it. And then the grits come back. And she brings in the toast and says, here's the gluten-free toast. Which really surprised me. Because it was vegan. It was called vegan toast on the menu. So I wasn't excited about gluten-free bread.
Yeah.
I get why it exists. I don't have a problem with gluten-free bread.
Right.
But I also would not have ordered it if they
had you known.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, and also the potatoes came out. I ordered potatoes as well. Mm-hmm. So those come out. Potatoes are cold.
That's a real bummer. I wish I'd tried them.
The grits, they tasted good. The seasoning was good. I'm talking about the potatoes, sorry. The potatoes seasoning was good. The grits without the cheese, they're like stone ground grits, right?
Yeah, they were very rustic, like big pieces. And I feel like with that kind of grits, if you want a creamy experience, you need to use a lot of butter and or cheese. And because we got them vegan, they didn't have any of that.
Right.
They were not pleasant
to eat. Not pleasant. Not pleasant texture, not pleasant flavor, non-existent flavor.
Yeah, definitely if you get that breakfast plate, get the home fries.
Yeah.
I think them being cold was more a function of them being, they were slammed. And I could tell our server was like in the weeds.
So here's the thing though, they were slammed yet we were seated instantly.
I feel like they might have been short staffed.
Maybe, but that's when you scale back on the seats. Mm-hmm. I run a restaurant, so I know a thing or two about this.
Yeah, of course.
So, but the scramble, probably top five scramble of my life. Y'all. Amazing scramble. Really, really good.
This scramble was incredible. It was gnocchi. It had slices of shiitake mushroom, which were listed on the menu. But y'all, when I see that there's going to be especially a specialty mushroom like a shiitake in something, I expect that there'll be like a few pieces. This thing was just swimming in shiitake mushrooms. I was in mushroom heaven.
They were so good.
And then the onions were really good. Yeah. They were just fried up real nice. And I devoured that scramble. Yeah. I cleaned my plate.
I ate all of that. I ate some of the potatoes. I took one bite of the grits and said, no thanks. And then we got up and left because we had run out of time.
I had half of my toast.
That's right.
With the jam. And I wanted to shout out the jam company because it's just so good. It was so good. And I'm trying to see. Oh, it's Imladris Farm. It's got like a Celtic kind of font. Mm. I will put the name of it in the show notes so that y'all can look them up. The jam was so good. And I did want to say that when I was putting the jam on my toast, they have them in these little squeezy bottles, like little condiment squeezy bottles. But this jam had chunks of fruit in them. in it. And so I was squeezing, but nothing was coming out. So I was squeezing pretty hard. And then all of a sudden, like a huge amount of jam, like torpedoed onto my toes. And I wasn't mad about it because it was delicious. I don't know if I said that yet. Delicious jam.
So, yeah, good scramble. Rough experience. I mean, part of this is you're going out to brunch on a Saturday morning in downtown Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
At,
yeah.
At a place with veggie options.
We should have allowed more time. But
still, I don't want to let them all the way off that hook.
We waited
a really long time for food. And I'm a pretty patient guy. So good food, but early girl. You're on blast.
Dave's on a tear today.
Hey, I call him like I see him. I'm just asking questions. Early girl, however, I do feel like you have an opportunity for us to get back in your good graces. Or to get us to get back in our good graces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe our story's not done there.
Yeah, we should go back when we have more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can get one of those cocktails.
And they have
those cocktails.
And they have a lunch menu. And they have great mocktails that looked really good. But we didn't want to order a bunch of stuff because we were on a tight schedule.
You can get one of those little cocktails, too.
One of those little cocktails. Yeah.
Get me one of those little cocktails from the menu.
This is Talking Toe News.
Welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the podcast of vegan news.
Nope.
Welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a part of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and share it on the podcast with you. I'm David Streepy, the anchor of Talking Toe News. Mm-hmm. Anytime I stray from it, you get very nervous. Visibly nervous.
Where are we going?
Well, I'll tell you where we're going. We are going to Europe this week.
Ooh.
That's right. This week's headline
is from
the international desk, foodnavigator.com.
Okay.
This one is by Flora Suthi. Great name.
Suthi.
If you want to write vegan news articles, I think you got to have a good name,
mm-hmm.
or you got to change your name to a good name, because mm-hmm. like to a reporter.
Great names.
They're all good names. Flora Suthi says on June 12th, 2023, Unilever boosts fat release in vegan bacon with new plant tech. That's right. We're going to the lab with this one. You looked at me very...
I'm trying upset. To parse that headline. Okay. Boosts what?
Boosts fat release in vegan bacon. So the level of fat release has been boosted in the vegan bacon.
Oh, like when you're cooking it. When you're cooking it. Okay, cool. I get it now.
Unilever... Well, and that's why headlines are frequently followed by a couple of paragraphs that give you more details about what the headline means.
The lead. That's called the lead.
Well... The lead is, I'm about to read the lead, I think. Unilever's plant-based meat brand, The Vegetarian Butcher, has updated its vegan bacon alternative to better mimic its conventional counterpart. See, that would be the lead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What began as a plant-based food market dominated by vegan burgers and sausages has now expanded into more complicated cuts. The plant-based bacon category is one example on the rise. According to Future Market Insights, the vegan bacon market is expected to grow at a robust CAGR of 6.6%. Between 2022 and 2023. They make no effort to explain what CAGR is, so I can only assume that it's a European thing or that this is a technical site that is...
Food Navigator fluent. Is like an industry site.
Cool.
I used to use them as a source a lot when I was writing for Eat, Drink Better.
All right.
RIP.
Well, but when it comes to bacon, expectations run high, according to Unilever. The perfect rasher should deliver not only a balanced hit of smoky, salty flavors, but also a crispy texture that is neither dry nor chewy. Unilever owned The Vegetarian Butcher, which already sells a no-bacon bacon alternative, has been working to improve its offering to more closely mimic conventional bacon. Second section. Fat release. No Bacon 2.0, just like the original product, is made from soya and wheat protein. But it is the plant oils in the new product that Unilever has reworked to improve its texture, appearance, and cooking behavior. In traditional bacon, fat is rendered during the cooking process, allowing for the meat to be cooked in it. The vegetarian butcher's original no-bacon product did not release any oils during the cooking process, meaning additional fat had to be added to pan. This is something that I experience quite a bit.
Yes. When cooking. This is whenever I am trying new vegan bacons, or if I'm like making a vegan bacon for my website, I always suggest cooking it in a lot of oil because mm-hmm. bacon releases a lot of oil yeah. when it's cooking. This is very exciting to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Recently developed patented food technology, however, now enables for oil droplets to the no bacon product, which the vegetarian butcher claims increases fat release to 20 times that of previous virgin. The wow. result is that the product can be fried without any additional fat to create a, quote, crispy rasher and, quote, appetizing smell. And I'm going to stop reading the article and I'm going to ask Becky, what is rasher?
Rasher is just British for bacon.
What?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I'm a food blogger.
Come on.
And I am friends with some British food bloggers and they call them rashers.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
I feel like it might be littler pieces of bacon, but it's bacon.
I don't like the way that you just gate kept that.
I did not. It's my job to know stuff.
I understand,
like
but
that.
We've been doing this for a while now, yeah. and I think that I'm a figure in the vegan community as well. And if rasher was just flying around, I would be catching that as well. And I'm not. So maybe the answer is I'm just not a figure in the vegan community.
You are, Dave. And no, you are. And handsome.
I should just, well, hold on. Say more.
Well, I'm excited about this. I do feel like, doesn't the Hooray Foods bacon release fat when you're cooking it?
I don't think it releases 20 times as much.
No, not as much as it sounds like this one will.
Yeah. Oh, well.
This is Talking Toe News.
Well, they call it rasher. I call it bacon. Mm-hmm. And you'll be bacon to buy these products. We'll be right back.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, welcome back to Talking Tofu. I almost said to news. I'm David Streepy still.
I'm still Becky Streepy.
And we have got, wow, what have we got to eat?
Are we going to eat two things?
Yes!
Go get it. We are going to eat Morningstar Farms pancake and sausage on a stick. Dave prepared it in the air fryer before we started recording, and he is off to get it now. Off he goes. Whoa, I can smell it from across the house.
What are you saying? What are you saying to the towheads?
I said I could smell that sausage pancake from across the house.
Yeah. Smells like a sweet treat.
Okay. I'm going to take a quick little.
Oh, it's not exactly photogenic.
It's not. It looks like a corn dog, everybody.
So, hey, I got to give Morningstar Farms a shout out. They got air fryer directions on here. And I'm glad that I listened to them because It was a little bit longer and a little bit lower than I expect, than what our traditional 400 for 11 minutes that we do for everything is. Go ahead.
Oh, it's hot.
Well, it just came out of the air fryer. So what did you tell him about this?
I said the name.
Okay. So, but it doesn't say the sausage in the name. There's a sausage in the middle.
Pancake and sausage on a stick.
Okay, you have written Morningstar Farm pancake and waffle on a stick on mine.
Oh.
So I'm just making sure you got it right on yours.
I did.
Okay.
I'm going to take one more bite and then I'm going to hand this back. This.
Yeah.
My first bite was mostly pancake. Y'all.
Hold on.
It's like a corn dog, but it's a breakfast sausage. And then instead of cornbread, it's pancake with a little bit of syrupiness.
Okay.
I like.
Texture wise?
Yeah. You first.
Hold on. It's a little bit gummier than what you would expect. What we have the Morningstar corn dogs. That's our late night snack. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, not every day. We're not monsters. But that one, the cornbread, like it's textured like a corn dog. It mm-hmm. acts like a corn dog. The casing comes off.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta tooth it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're toothing it, you get a little bit of the hot dog too.
Mm-hmm.
And you go away. This, similar, but it's a little bit gummier to tooth it off. Because it's a denser, goopier. Because
the pancake.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm going to say I felt like it was crispy on the outside and then tender on the inside. I don't think I'm wild about the actual sausage part. It's fine. But not my favorite breakfast sausage that I've ever had.
I don't think that's the point.
No. I think dipped in maple syrup, though, that would be a late night snack for the ages. I wouldn't want to start my day with this. I'd feel terrible all day.
I love this a lot. I thought I was going to hate it.
I'm going to take another bite.
It. I think it's really tasty.
I mean, I would dip it in syrup. I'm going to take another bite. I guess I like it because I keep eating it.
Yeah. I thought I was going to hate this thing. I, full disclosure, bought this like 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it sat in our freezer and we've moved it around to get to stuff that we want. Because like you said, we're not going to eat it for breakfast. It's a snack. And I was always ready to be disappointed by it. But like this thing's not going to see the end of the month. The rest of this box. Like, I'm going to eat the you-know-what out of it. Should I give this to the kiddo?
Oh, my gosh. He'll love it. He's hungry, too.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Is he happy?
He says, it's good!
So on a scale of 1 to 10 hasty episodes.
I think on a scale of 1 to 10 canceled podcast, self-canceled podcast, quit podcast.
That's what self-canceled is.
Yes. I'm going to give it an 8, maybe 9. It's up there. Yeah. I don't think how they could improve it. I don't know.
I think a better breakfast sausage maybe, like more flavorful. No.
No. I disagree. Okay. I mean, have your opinion.
Okay. Can I say my whole opinion?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think I really enjoyed the crispy outside. I liked the texture of the pancake. It really did give me a pancake-y feeling, not just like a breaded feeling. But I think a better sausage that tasted stronger would go a long way. Like, I wanted a little more fennel, and I think it could have been a firmer sausage. Overall, I still really liked it, though. I'm going to go 7.
I think that the sausage's job, just like the hot dog's job in a corn dog, is just to take away from the severity of the casing.
Yeah.
Not to offer its own flavor.
Yeah. I guess like my mouth had an expectation of sausage and pancake in one bite, and what I got wasn't quite there. But gotcha. I think it was really good. I'd eat it again for sure.
All right. Let's keep the fake meat train going and have some jerkies.
Toot
toot. Whoa.
So also while we were in Asheville, we visited the West Village Market for lunch on our way back to Dave's sister's house because they were having a lunch after graduation. They were getting barbecue, so there was nothing that we were going to eat there. So we went to West Village Market and we got a whole bunch of lunch stuff, which we will talk about on a future episode. But I also went buck wild in their grocery section. It's like a little health food store kind of place with a grocery, but they also have cold case with like house made sandwiches and salads and stuff. But these jerkies caught my eye because I love jerky. So this brand is Vienna. I think it's a play on Vienna sausage.
Oh.
And I got three kinds, and I thought we'd just try all three.
Sure.
Okay, so I got the mild jumbo, I got the picnicker, and I got the spicy snacker. And they're all kind of like a little sausagey-shaped jerky. So maybe we start with the mild jumbo.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm trying to figure out
I'm no friend to jerky.
Yeah, Dave doesn't like jerky.
I'm a little nervous about how this is going to go.
The last time I had jerky like this, I got it for the pod, and I hated it so much that I did not even have us review it.
It looks... seeing how mushy it was when you bit into it.
Oh, I think that's good.
Oh.
Dave hates it.
That's so bad.
I like it. I think it has a nice flavor and like a mild texture. Dave is spitting his out. Is it a texture thing?
It's a texture thing. It's a flavor thing. It's a lack of snap thing. It's not even jerky. It's not tough.
It's soft. Do you want me to just eat the rest of them?
No, I have to do this.
Okay, take smaller bites. Next. So that was the mild jumbo. I'm going to say thumbs down from Dave.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I liked it. Oh. It has a nice flavor to it. Oh. What am I tasting? Oh, it's the celery.
Did you check the date?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
All right. This is the picnicker. I'm trying to see. Oh, it's tofu based. That's fun. I'm trying to see if there's anything notable in the ingredients. There's not. We're going on a picnic. We're going to do it this way.
It's really just called the picnicker.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's going to have the same texture.
It is. The faces. If you could see the faces that Dave's making.
It's unpleasant. It's the texture. The texture is the most unpleasant part.
If you don't like the texture, these are not for you. I like the texture.
Oh.
I do think that...
Oh, the aftertaste. It's like pee. It tastes like pee.
This is not my... I like the other one better, but I think it was fine. All right. Last one.
Okay.
Spicy snacker.
All right.
Poor Dave.
I'm looking forward to this one. I'm a spice guy. What kind of spice am I talking about? Habanero? Jalapeno?
Just says chili.
Peppers? Okay. Can I try the nubbin, please? Because it's the...
Get the nubbin. Better?
No!
God!
I can't even swallow it. It's so bad. Who makes this?
Vienna.
All right. I'm glad I tried it.
I like this one. It's spicy and it's smoky.
Good news. You can have all of it.
Mm. I'm going to eat one before I go skate later. All right. So I guess it depends on how you feel about the texture.
And the flavor.
And the flavor, but mostly the texture. It seems like the texture really got you.
And the flavor was bad, too.
I liked how they tasted. Ooh, these are divisive.
Yeah.
Hey, Toeheads, have you had Vienna veggie snack sausage to go? Tell us what you thought, because we have very different opinions.
Yeah. I don't want to be a jerk, but I hate this jerky. This is bad jerky. That's how good the jokes are at this point.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
We got a letter.
All right. Does it adhere to the standards?
Yes. Carolina writes, is there a Patreon episode? Take all of my money. If not, make a Patreon episode and you can take all of my money. P.S. I have very little money. she goes on to say, roll the Pete's Lad up. Then the toppings don't fall off. That's how I eat Pete's Lad. Or is the crust too hard?
Like a calzone.
I think so. Like roll it into a tube?
Wait, is that a calzone or a stromboli?
Stromboli. You're thinking of stromboli.
Okay.
I've
never had a
Carolina,
calzone.
Are you rolling it up so the pointy side rolls towards the crust?
Well, you have to.
Or are you rolling left to right?
No.
Yeah, you'd have to roll pointy side to the top.
Yeah, if you rolled big side to little side, all the toppings would fall onto the table. as you rolled it towards.
You sure they would?
Yeah, I sure they would.
I sure they would.
I sure they would.
She goes on to say, the Doug potato milk is available in my nearest food store. I have not tried it because potato milk sounds nasty.
Yes.
Agree.
Okay, will you please try it though?
I can try it and tell you guys if it is good or bad if you like. Yes, please. Please do that.
Will you set up a Google Voice number?
Maybe.
And then Carolina can call in and give her thoughts on the Doug potato.
Carolina, if you want to record a voice memo with your thoughts on the Doug potato milk, I will find a way to play it on the pod.
Let's get a number. They're free.
Oh, okay. We'll take that on in the background. The ice cream I have not seen, she says.
All right.
Carolina, we would love your thoughts on the Doug potato milk. I don't know how it could taste good.
Yeah.
But I would love to be wrong because I think there's always room for more non-dairy milks in this big wide world of ours.
And I just want to say the irony of starting an episode talking about how we're like a hair's width away from stopping the podcast to end with somebody begging for a Patreon episode. It's very sweet.
It is very sweet. It is putting some wind in my sails.
Yep. And with that wind, you're going to go skating now.
Whoosh.
Yes.
Hey, if you want to write us a letter, do that. Write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs, talkintofu on Twitter or talkintofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one. Thank you. Sorry, I changed the outro and then my brain fell out of my head. Thank you for the letter, Carolina. And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We will even read yours on the pod. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show.
Yeah.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Hey, and if you're a listener, hi.
Hello.
Why don't you let us know how you found out about us? Because maybe we can pump a little bit of air into that.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, and I am Glue and Glitter on all social media, and you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I am Line Leader on Twitter and Instagram, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok. Starting to have second thoughts about Twitter.
Talking Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.